The news is on now on News Talk 1530, KFBK.
12:18 now on News Talk 1530, KFBK. The death of Rancho Cordova resident Jennifer Strange after drinking too much water during a local radio station contest continues to make national headlines. An attorney for the family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit and asked the FCC to investigate. So is there a chance the radio station could lose its license?
Well, joining us live with some of the answers is Scott Zilka, Los Angeles area attorney specializing in FCC licenses. Scott, welcome to KFBK.
Hey, hi, guys.
From what you understand about this case, does the family have a strong argument, a strong case against Intercom and the others named in this suit? And if they do, on what grounds?
Well, you know, I can sum this up in one word: disaster. I've listened to the tapes of the of some of the broadcast, and when you have the on-air talent actually making reference to the fact, hey, you know, you can't you die from drinking too much water? And then a reference was made to, you know, are there any dead bodies back there yet? This really crosses the line of what would be simple negligence. Geez, we let it get out of control, and almost goes to a willful, reckless type of conduct, which is why it's not just a liability issue as far as, you know, the family ultimately getting a lot of money, but the reckless disregard could affect how the FCC evaluates whether Intercom is properly licensed to run this radio station.
So Scott, based on that, you do think that they have a strong case?
Well, they have a very strong liability case as far as the civil lawsuit is concerned. You know, the leading case in California is actually a case that was down here in Los Angeles back in the 70s involving KHJ Boss Radio. They did a money giveaway where the real Don Steele, who was the afternoon drive guy, would go all over Los Angeles, and he'd call in from a location, and the first listener that could get to him would get a $100 bill. And a kid was out in the West Valley, heard Steele call in from a location on Ventura Boulevard, drove across the median on the 101 freeway, got hit broadside and killed. The family sued, at the time RKO owned KHJ, and was awarded a very substantial amount of money because the court held, and this is still good law in California, when you do these types of promotions, you're going to be held accountable for anything that happens within the zone of foreseeability. And I think in this instance, where it was obviously knowledge to the guys on air that, hey, you can die from drinking too much water, that her death was within the zone of foreseeability, and therefore I see the station as having significant liability on this issue.
So, I mean, the threat right now is that they're going to get their license pulled. How often does that happen? And, I mean, this seems kind of like a rare occurrence.
It is extremely rare, and what makes this a case that I'm going to pay very close attention to is that if this were just negligence, if this were just stupidity, you know what? We had the Kevin and Bean incident down here in L.A. where they faked a murder hoax on the air, had a guy call in and, you know, admit to a murder that didn't happen, and as a result, the L.A. County Sheriff started a huge investigation, incurred a lot of money. The FCC ultimately, you know, slapped Infinity on the wrist. The disc jockeys were suspended for a few days, and they had to pay, you know, reimburse the county for the cost of the investigation. That's stupidity. This gets kind of across that line of negligence, stupidity, and gets into that reckless disregard, which can really impact an FCC license. You know, you're supposed to hold your license in the public trust, okay? If you make a mistake, have you really breached the public trust? No. Mistake, we can forgive a mistake. If you conduct yourself in a way that is reckless and ultimately causes someone to lose a life, you really do get into that area where the FCC could say, you know what, you're not satisfactory licensee material here. We're going to yank your license from you.
Well, that's good information. I want to thank you very much, Scott Zilk with the Los Angeles law firm of Loeb & Loeb. Thanks for being here with us on KFBK, where our news time is now 12 to 22.